Back when I was about 8 years old, I remember it was a warm September, but the nights got very cold very quickly. And my older brother was 8 years older than I was, so I was about eight, he was about 16. He was in marching band at the high school. And the thing that stuck out about this high school is their football team wasn't all that great. Nobody cared about their soccer team, and trust me, no one really cared about their baseball team. When it came to this particular high school, they were the marching knights. Nobody beat them in band. They took home state always. I didn't know a time they didn't take home state. They were the band to beat when it came to the marching band. And I remember we went out to the football game at the high school, and I was there with my sister and my dad, and it got cold quick, and I didn't really want to stay, and neither did my sister, and so we kept pestering my dad, we wanted to go home, and my dad and sister, we stayed for halftime, because that's what my brother, you know, in halftime show with my brother in it. But as soon as halftime was over, we really wanted to go home, and we were kind of not excited about the game, and so my dad finally gave in to us and took us home, and then he went back and picked up my brother and called it a night. Now, it seemed like just an ordinary, uninteresting September evening, a little cold, but aside from that, it wasn't anything terribly exciting. Except that night, well, technically the next morning, I remember my older brother coming down the stairs, came into the room, and my sister was in a bed on the other side of the room, and I remember him going over and walking into something and shouting a few things, but once he actually got over to my sister's bed, he leaned over and he said, "Wake up, the baby's been born." And it went from being just a uninteresting, simple September night to having a little brother. Now, what's the point of this? Well, today we celebrate a birthday. Never underestimate that Pentecost is when we celebrate the birthday of the church. It is this great and exciting and wonderful time. And while scholars and theologians will dispute when the church was really born, was it when the lands pierced the side of Christ, the blood and water flowed out, or Pentecost, or any number of other things, I think one of the most important things to remember is that no baby just suddenly appears. You never have a moment where you come home and go, "Oh yeah, it turned out I was pregnant for the last 9 months and didn't know it, and surprise, I have a baby." No, everyone knows that a baby is coming. Nobody gets blindsided by this reality the day it shows up. It is something in the making. It takes time to prepare, it takes time to build towards, and it is a very exciting reality. And Pentecost is the birthday of the church. And in many ways, if we think about it, we look at this great opportunity, it's worthy to look back for the year and consider where we've gone and where we go and where we come from. It is a particularly exciting time. I think it's a particularly exciting time because for me, the very first Mass I ever celebrated was Pentecost. I'm coming up on my anniversary just this week, and it's a very exciting prospect to consider some of the incredible and wonderful realities of where we come from and where we're going. It might be my third year anniversary, but if you think about it, this is my fourth Pentecost. And they've always been adventures. They really have. The first one was my very first Mass. I was mostly petrified, and I cried a little. I mean, this is, you know, it's an overwhelming time. It was an overwhelming experience. Mostly I cried because it was my first Mass, and I presented gifts to my parents. And you try to explain to your parents that these are gifts you give to God when you die. So it's always an exciting time. The year after that, I was at Holy Family, and they didn't have as good a taste in Easter candles as you guys do, because their Easter candle had this colored waxy paper wrapped around a lower part of it, so that by the time we got to Pentecost, it had burned all the way down to this paper. So as I was preaching on Pentecost, you could hear this popping sound because the paper was catching fire. Little fireballs would occasionally shoot out from the top of the passing candle, which stood right next to me, which made me a little nervous, because I could light up like a Roman candle if this thing went south. I mean, it was a little frightening experience. And just like here, the Holy Family Sanctuary is fully carpeted, so all I need is one bad spark, and we could lose a whole lot more than just me. So it was a little frightening. Last year I celebrated Pentecost, the same as with Ann Seton. We had just gotten a new bank of lights replaced right in front of the sanctuary, and one of them exploded while I was preaching by the Holy Spirit, and so there was literally molten glass about 6 inches in front of my face. It's a little frightening to think about. When I talk about the Spirit, trust me, he likes fire, so he goes for it, let me tell you. But we celebrate this incredible birthday, this great gift of who God is, that he makes these plans, he sets it forward in motion, and then it comes to birth. And the early church, much like a newborn baby, we don't really know what it looks like. I mean, if you ever see a new baby when it comes out, it looks kind of purpley and mashed and mostly from space. I swear they look more like aliens than people when they first come out, but we don't really know what it's going to look like. Never underestimate, it started that way for the church too. You had these brave apostles, and by brave I mean they were hiding in a room afraid that any time they went outside someone was going to stone them to death, huddled around our Blessed Mother trying to wait and see what was going to happen next, because Jesus came and he promised that he was coming back, he promised that he was going to be there, but he said go back to Jerusalem and wait for the Spirit. They had no idea what that was going to look like. So here they are waiting in this room, they have no idea what's going to happen, and a mighty wind indoors with fire. Those are two things I never want to encounter indoors. Fire that splits off all by itself and a mighty wind. If I have a fan, that's one thing, but a mighty wind is something entirely different. It's like hurricane force scare. And they don't know what's going to happen next. But a church was born. Christ Church started with those early apostles, scared and unsure of what was going to happen next. But ultimately, if you think about it, it came with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit who, when we look at Divine Trinity, or when we look at Holy Trinity Sunday next weekend, I'll talk a little more about this, but we recognize that it all comes down to the way that God loves. Remember that love by itself has to have an agent. We can't just love, we have to have something particular. Just as God the Father loves God the Son, God the Son loves God the Father, and they send forth that love, the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit goes forth toward each and every one of us and allows it to take shape and come into our lives and fill us with something so profound and so incredible. And we may not know what happens next. We may not know what's going to go on after that. But we get to give witness to it as it happens. Today the church celebrates Pentecost. It is the birth of something incredible. Today we celebrate its birthday, of a church that has lasted for 2,000 years. Think about it. It has outlasted every nation, every kingdom, every power. They're all gone. And the church continues on. It remains the single most incredible reality we could ever hope for. And today we celebrate its birthday. So if we think about it, I don't know what you do for your birthdays, but there's always that invitation, there's always that opportunity to stop and consider, where did we come from? And where are we going? Now, where we come from is easy. I can fill you in on that. We have a long, curious history of ups and downs, goods and bads. It comes from all kinds of strange places. We come from an upper room of people who are frightened and unsure what's going to happen next. And if we think about it, even in our local church, where we've come from over the last year, it's been a long road. If you think about all the things that have happened since last Pentecost here at St. Patrick's Dixon, it's been a curious road. And I don't think any of us could have guessed what would have happened next. I certainly stop and I think about the birth of the church and the anniversary coming up, and I think about all the things that I was told and assured that would happen over the next 3 years. I was ordained in 2010. And the bishop and the vicar of clergy and the director of vocations and my pastor and everyone else I knew all said the same thing. They said, "You're going to spend the next 3 years learning a lot at your first parish. And don't worry about anything. You can worry about what happens after that later. Because you'll still be at your first parish for those 3 years learning with those people." Think about that for a second. I'm on my third assignment. I still haven't made 3 years yet. Don't worry, next week I will. We never know what's going to happen next. We never know where it's going to take us. But rest assured, we stay with Christ, we stay with His church, we remain faithful. While we may not know what happens next, we certainly will stay with God. And while it may seem crazy at times, there are many gifts along the way as well. Where we come from is a beautiful, rich history of the church. Where we're going, well, it's really up to you. Today we celebrate Pentecost, literally 50 days after Christ rose from the dead. We celebrate the great reality of a God who gave us a church so that we could have something to connect ourselves back to Him. Where we're going, well, we keep praying. We may be surprised, but at least we'll have God along the way.